House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson said he has more questions than answers about what the next farm bill will look like, but stressed it must provide
a safety net for the average commercial production farmer out there, because those guys don't have the deep pockets to be able to go out and have $500,000 themselves put a crop in.
Peterson reiterated his intention to write a bill with no new money and expressed concern that USDA's negotiations with private crop insurers on a standard reinsurance agreement would leave lawmakers with billions of dollars less with which to craft what he called a rational safety net. Peterson favors higher commodity loan rates, but admitted that would cost too much. He signaled his willingness to consider a bigger role for the average crop revenue election or acre program if it's made.
A county-by-county program instead of a state program, and we have to have it set up so that it can be assigned to the bank so that you can borrow money against it.
The House Ag Panel will hold two farm bill hearings in Washington over the next 3 weeks, featuring testimony from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and prominent ag economist, and then hit the road for 10 field hearings in May and June. Peterson promised to address Brazilian demands for changes in U.S. cotton subsidies, which are identical to those for grain and soybeans.
In the past, we've kind of tried to have a one-size-fit-all, but Maybe that might be something that's not the case in the future. If we don't address it, then I think we may be back in the soup again here with potential retaliation issues. And
on other topics, the chairman said he expects a positive E15 ethanol decision in August that will likely require labeling and possibly restrict use of the higher blend of late model cars. Peterson indicated that a committee markup on his bill to expand agricultural exports to Cuba would occur later this month or early May.
So the process of nailing down the last couple votes to make sure we have enough votes to move it out of committee, it looks like we're going to get there.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.